The God to whom you turn your prayers is a presence that is always with you. It is God and your guides that together illuminate the pathways you pursue. Your journeys are never alone, for they are accompanied at all times by a guiding and loving light. The twists and turns that you negotiate on your path are really, in large part, in your hands. It is not an act of God nor a coincidence that makes you move in one direction rather than another, for it is an essential part of growing in spirit that all people have some component that is fully in their control. Certainly, there is much in your life that lies outside of your ability to control, to manipulate. But what we are saying is that the decisions you make, the behaviors you exhibit, the thoughts you present are not in themselves controlled by God's presence. Even though there is much in life outside of your control, there is also much that you engage in that belongs to you. You are not the subject of another external spiritual force. In the simplest terms, we could say you are responsible for your own actions, but that only addresses part of what you do. We do not wish to deny the impact of earlier patterns of your life or the influence of experiences in a previous human life. Rather, we want you to observe your actions and decisions from the perspective of not being magically led. Such activities belong to a significant degree to your own sense of choice. Having stated that, we can also assure you that when you choose, and it is a choice, to open your heart to the presence of a loving God, you will be sensitive to and sensitized by the presence of Spirit. When we say you pray for God to intervene, it is not God who intervenes, but you who welcome God. It is you who become welcome to that presence that is always with you. It is not that God does not care about what you do, what you think, what you say. You are not a ship in a rough sea without navigation, but rather you are the captain of a vessel that may encounter rough seas, and in that encounter, you choose to search for stability. You open your sense of vision to what the possibilities are to see yourself through the storm. You can choose either to keep to yourself, or you can choose to find ways of receiving assistance. The presence of radio frequencies, for example, does not guarantee a safe trip. Rather, you need to turn on the radio. You need to be open to what you can discover. The means of communication are always present, but it is your choice whether or not to connect to those means. Our presence in your life is much like the services that are available to those navigating troubled waters. The services are there if you choose to be open to them. God's presence, our presence, are constantly with you. Human beings can choose to be open or to go it alone. That is a choice you can make. The reality is all human beings have the option of choice, and it is through those choices that growth of spirit is assured. For even if you choose during a particular storm not to seek help, you can get through it and look back and reflect. That reflection may often be accompanied by could-haves and should-haves. but even those reflections in themselves are teachers. What we are saying here is that even when no conscious effort is made to turn to an openness to the constant presence of God, there is growth. But by being willing to choose to seek God's presence in all aspects of life, one can be spared many of the difficulties that are faced. Human life on your planet is unique in the breadth of which the field of choices can be encountered. You're not merely deciding to cross the street or not to cross the street. You're not merely deciding to eat this food but not that food. The sophistication and the diverse levels of choice in life that one can make are distinctly human in their breadth. There are many who are unaware or who consciously reject the presence of the Spirit Center, the loving energy that is everywhere at all times. But those who travel their paths deprived of that light still ultimately find their way. There can be many detours, many false starts and stops, but the way will eventually lead to a conclusion that is the same for all human beings. All paths, regardless of detours, regardless of obstructions, regardless of how much time, in your sense, it may take, arrive at the goal, that goal being fully united with the loving, embracing, all-encompassing love of God, the center of all creation. That creation far exceeds the vision and dreams of human beings. Human life is a life of searching. It is the nature of your life to travel on your own pathway. That journey is characterized much by the choices you make, but it is always a journey that finds fulfillment. You spoke and shared many ideas in this gathering about relationships, their complexity, and some of their challenges. That discussion is important to have, and it is a discussion which does not stop. It is for you, as it is for all, to look at your life and renew a commitment to achieve a more open heart, a greater sense of being in the light, an affirmation of being part of what is love. It is in establishing such bonds that the choices you make will lead you along your path with greater assurance and confidence, and you will be strengthened in your pursuit of that pathway. God's presence can be tapped into at all times. You can choose to welcome it, but you can never hide from it. So often we say you cannot separate yourself from the loving presence of God, and that is absolutely true. But you can choose to seek shelter from that light. That light still shines. It still has an impact on your life, but if you open your heart, that light can fully penetrate your life. The choices you make become more reflective of the loving presence that you know about. What is our function in your life? Simply stated, it is an encouragement for you to seek light on your pathway. It's not necessarily seeking answers to direct every step, but it is seeking a context in your life which in turn enables you to choose the best places for each step that you take. Being in the light will never mean that you are free of pain, whether physical, emotional, spiritual. Human life is not intended to be without conflict, without difficulties. But being in the light is that rudder on the ship in the storm. You may need to change direction often to get to where you want to be, but you have the means at hand to allow for that to happen rather than to be tossed this way and that as you wait for the storm to pass. For the journeys of all humans are filled with storms and challenges that can create fear, anxiety, losses, or unimaginable suffering. We are here to provide a way through the storms that occur. When you reject seeking God's presence, you do not go backwards. You do not lose ground. Rather, you remain in the same place and then eventually you move forward. Our presence in your life is a means of affirming that light on the path, encouraging you to be open so that you may be strengthened. It is through that opening that you ultimately experience on a profound level the true meaning of love as a present and permanent force. As you learn that, as you see continued evidence of that constant love, you become more confident to take steps on your path in full knowledge that you are being guided, that you are in communication with Spirit, with the Spirit Center, and you will succeed in negotiating many turns and unexpected detours that are a part of all journeys. Pray to God for help. Pray for a vision of your guides. Pray for the recognition of the love of others. Pray for strength to affirm the sacredness of all life. Be assured you are never alone. Be assured that whether you consciously are aware of God or not, you are moving forward. Your journey continues, and all will be united in the body of love. You will know the true presence of God in your life. Seek the light. Ask for openness. Devote your life to what that openness can truly become, and you will be filled with the loving presence of that everlasting light. Amen. From a message received September 14, 2023.